And you're tuned to 90.3 KMBA, where music definitely does matter. 2:32, Friday afternoon, TGIF, and Danny Preston stepping in for a very special reason. Please welcome Peter Mulvey and Anna Tivel.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
In the middle of the humdrum is a sound like a riddle, and it's waiting and waiting and waiting for your soul to solve it. And in a medicine cabinet they got a pill to take the edge off, and it's waiting and waiting and waiting for your tongue to dissolve it. Yeah, but you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell me, I already know. In the middle of a lifetime, the road gets a little squirrely. You might lose our sense of humor for a year or two. And in the middle of the ocean, there is a dolphin with a head cold. And you probably think about him just as often as he thinks of you. Yeah, but you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I know. Wonder if you mean it, baby. You could just put your hand out, maybe you could lay it on me, and I can second that emotion. We can make the moment stand out, we can lock it all down, baby. We can set it all free. Yeah, but you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell me. I already know. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. You don't have to tell me. I already know.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Anna, thank you so much for coming in. I didn't know you were coming. This is just absolutely so... delightful. It's 2:35, and if you're just joining us, Peter Mulvey and Anna Tivel are joining us in the studios of 90.3 KMBA this afternoon. Peter's been in the studio before. We've chatted on the phone before, too. And Anna, you've been here probably later on in the day than I'm usually here, so this is the first time we've met, and
yeah.
I'm just really stoked about that. So for anybody who's been on another planet for a long time and doesn't know Peter Mulvey, I did lots and lots of research about your bio, right? No, not really. I did scribble down a quote from Wikipedia. Do you ever read your Wikipedia entry?
What the heck does it say about me?
Maybe I better say, okay, Peter Mulvey. He's best known for his warmly wry songwriting and intense percussive guitar style. Is warmly wry a thing?
I guess it is now. I mean, it sounds like a good start for whiskey, you know.
Warmly rye, yes, R-R-Y-E. You know, I said from another planet, and which just reminds me, this is what we call a segue. The last time that you were here in studio was right after Letters from the Flying Machine album was released, and I love the song so much there. I played a lot in the morning, Vlad the Astrophysicist, which is, I guess, sort of a true story. It's a great sort of existential but warm and positive thing on mortality and life, the universe, and everything.
I hope so.
But, and I know we can't do that song this afternoon, so folks just have to go by the record. But I read about a book. Yeah. Talk about the book.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wrote this spoken word piece called Vlad the Astrophysicist, and I had a real conversation with a real astrophysicist from the Czech Republic. His name is really Vlad. And I asked him if there were intelligent civilizations in this universe other than ours. And he gave me like this concise, beautifully distilled 2.5 minute answer. And I turned that into a spoken word piece and I put it on a record. I performed it. And then someone took a video of me performing it in a bar. And that video got about like 250,000 views on YouTube because it was on a Reddit science thread, which I was unaware of what that was. And then TEDx Kansas City asked me to turn it into a TED Talk. So I did that a couple summers ago. And then a publisher called me up and asked if they could make it into an illustrated book. And so now I'm, aside from all the records that I have, I'm carting around these big boxes of this illustrated book of called Vlad the Astrophysicist. I'll have them with me. We're playing at the Taproot on Saturday night and up at Latitude 62. And so I'm going to have them with me. And it's kind of wonderful. You get to sort of stop the show in the middle and sort of have story hour. And
is it a children's book or an all-ages book?
It's an all-ages book. Okay. I mean, it has to do with... It's a pretty sobering grown-up answer. It's sort of a children's book for grown-up or a grown-up's book for children. But it is nice to stop the songs for a minute and have story hour. I feel like I might start introducing like nap time too, for milk and cookies. It's good in a bar, especially.
Yeah, especially when the song is basically about sitting around with an astrophysicist, talking about all these universals and drinking beer.
Yeah, I was really glad once he was done telling me why we haven't met other civilizations. I was glad that I had one beer before he told me.
Perfect. And at the end of the song, then you offer him another beer, which is lovely too. So there's something that in the last year and a half or so that you have done, a particular song you wrote that has become quite phenomenal in the sense that hundreds of people, I guess, have recorded it and written. Do you want to do the song first or
sure.
set it up?
Yeah, absolutely. This is called Take Down Your Flag. And this is for the Charleston Nine. Every flag over Charleston is at half staff today, except one. Except one. Every flag over Charleston is at half staff today, except one. You know which one. Mm-hmm. Take down your flag at half staff. Take down your flag to half staff. Take down your flag to half staff. Nine of our brothers and sisters are dead. Let us bow down our heads to the names. Tawanza, Sharonda, Clemente, Cynthia, Ethel, Myra, Susie, Daniel, DePayne. Take down your flag to half staff. Take down your flag to half staff. Take down your flag to half staff. Gonna take all of the love in all of our hearts, but it'll also take something more. It's gonna take all of the love in all of our hearts, but it will also take something more. Take down your flag. Take down your flag. you can take it all the way down.
Peter Mulvey and Anna Tivoli are playing live for us. It is 90.3 KNBA. Take Down Your Flag. Wow. We'll probably talk for a couple of days about... Yeah. But I guess we can talk about that day at the happenings in Charleston. And I guess you wrote the song, right?
I wrote the song the 2 days later. Okay. I was playing a show. I was opening a show for Ani DiFranco. And then, you know, after the show, we saw the news and spent a couple of days talking about it. And just before the next show we played, I wrote that tune in the dressing room and went out and sang it. And Ani immediately said, teach me that song. You know, I want to sing it. And it became something of an internet thing. We put it up, and my original verse was only for one of the victims, Susie Jackson, who was 87. And other people started writing other verses. Like the verses that the middle verse that I just sang this minute was written by two different people, my friend Dinty Child and my friend Mick McCauley, who's the button accordion player in Solace, the trad band. You know, I mean, the tune really got out there, and a lot of people sort of took it up. And I mean, I suppose it was a pretty political thing. I view it as just more of a human thing. You know, that flag was flying, the Confederate battle flag was flying at the top of its flagpole over all nine of those funerals. And, you know, most people had, I think, a pretty positive response to the song because it gave people a place to put their energy. I did catch a little bit of flack for it, and I tried to be pretty gentle with people and say, you know, I mean, if someone says to me, you know, my Vietnamese grandmother died in a bombing raid, that's not the time that I pick to say, I'm awfully proud of the United States. That's the time that I pick to say, I'm so sorry.
Context.
You know, like pride has its... You know what? Pride doesn't have its places, but it certainly doesn't have its places when someone has suffered an egregious loss. So anyway, I was glad to be able to do something because it made me feel a little less helpless. And I was also awfully grateful to all the people that put their heart and energy into this song. And we did manage to raise some money and become one of the many, 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 many people who poured, you know, some compassion and some money into a community that lost, you know, really a whole bunch of their heart, you know, including a bunch of their elders.
I was interested in finding out that Vance Gilbert actually wrote a verse from Dylann Roof's perspective. I have not heard that. I've heard Ani's and Kev Moe's.
Yeah, it's worth looking up. I texted Vance at, you know, 1 a.m, and unsurprisingly, of course, I mean, I was surprised and then not surprised at all. He couldn't sleep. He was awake. I emailed him. He was checking his email at 1:30 in the morning because it's, you know, it's different. Like, I just have a... Anyway. Yeah, he wrote that at about 4 o'clock the next morning. You know, he sent it back to me, and his verse was for the shooter, for Dylann Roof. And I said, man, that's some Olympic-level forgiveness. And he shot back and said, no, it's a song. I will let you know about forgiveness. I'm working on it. And I thought, again... it requires you to keep opening your heart and your mind, I suppose, is where it's at.
And then day before yesterday, the head of Black Lives Matter Charleston was jailed for, and you've been on the road, you may not even know about it.
I don't know this, what happened.
He was jailed for trying to take a Confederate flag away from a protester in Charleston on Wednesday. Mm. So that's just something that happened this week. So, you know, the way you speak about pride, I think anybody's really familiar with your music has a pretty good idea of your humility, or as Wikipedia would say, your warmly bright songwriting. but No Depression, the headline of an article that they wrote specifically about the Take Down Your Flag song, the headline of their article says Peter Mulvey. I told you I would pronounce your name wrong. It says Peter Mulvey, America's reluctant folk hero. any reaction? I'm hearing you talk about you and about Vance, and it's a very emotional thing, and it's pretty tough to watch the video of you doing it and keep a dry eye too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was not reluctant to write this song, And I was not reluctant to put all the energy that I could into seeing that it sort of got out there, and to accept the help of a lot of people who have a much larger audience than I do. But it is a little, you know, it's just a little weird. I suppose it's just a little weird and a little sticky. Like, all of a sudden now I'm a political songwriter. And I guess the main thing is it just didn't feel...
You feel like Gil Scott-Heron all of a sudden?
Yeah, no. that's the other thing. Like, it's always worth mentioning. Like, I feel obliged to speak out on an emotional level for my fellow human beings. But there is that sort of... Helper Whitey to the rescue, you know. I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood that was largely a black neighborhood. I was one of the few white kids on the playground, and so I have inherited from my peers a sort of suspicion of the sort of savior white guy, you know.
Sure.
There's no other way to put it except to say that it feels a little awkward, and you know, right. So. Yeah, that's about what I've got there. You know, Rhiannon Giddens had a beautiful song called I Can't Cry No More.
Right.
And, you know, that was the song that I think got actually a considerably wider audience during those weeks than my song. And a friend of mine kind of grumbled at me about it. I was like, you know, can we mention that six of the people that died were black ladies? Like, I feel like Rihanna's got this one, you know. Rihanna's got this one.
So interesting, because we just started playing Rihanna's new album this week.
Oh, cool.
And it's really good. She did like 12 songs, and she wrote 9, and then she does a Mississippi John Hurt song and a Pop Staples song.
Oh,
and
sweet.
One other cover, I forget who offhand. But I want to talk about new albums.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long have you known Ani DiFranco? I mean, obviously you probably go way back, or...
Yeah, we met in 1992.
Wow.
We were in a song swap together in a festival out in New York State. And that was just as she was beginning to, like, you know, get caught up in the sort of stratospheric winds of fame and fortune.
Yeah.
But we sort of had a glancing... acquaintanceship until I think it was maybe 3 years ago, I opened a show for her here in Anchorage, and that was the show that she sat and listened to my whole set, and then we had supper together and sort of connected and really talked, like, oh, you know, whom I've known for 20 years, right, but not really. And then so she brought me on the road, and then the flag thing happened, and that really bonded. She really... I mean, I'm still grateful to her for it. She really threw her energy into that. And then when it was done, it was a no-brainer. I said, you know, would you produce a record for me? She was like, heck yes, you know, come down to my... She's got a home studio in her home down there in New Orleans. And so it was her rhythm section, Terrence Higgins and Todd Sickafoose, and then my pal Anna Tivel. And we went down there and made a record called Are You Listening? And I just got the first box of them at the hotel today. So this is it. Like, I've got the record.
Yay.
For the very first time. I have it at Latitude 62, and I'll have it at the Taproot tomorrow night.
You didn't bring any in here.
I brought in one for you.
Oh, thank
you. I would have forgotten, but Anna completely reminded me.
Well, because one of your promoters sent me a Dropbox link to it that was a bad file.
So good. Like, I'm glad it's working smoothly.
I didn't get it.
So good. Yeah, I have a physical copy for you. So yeah. I'm super excited. It's got that new car.
And you're on Ani's label.
Yeah, it's coming out Righteous on Babe. Righteous Babe Records. I'm delighted. I'm a Righteous Babe for a little while.
Right on. Well, let's do a... do you want to do one off the new album? Or?
I would love to.
Oh,
thank you.
Peter Mulvey and Anna Tivel are with us live on 90.3 KMBA.
Looking for the devil in the details. There's no devil in the details. This is you and me. You're looking for the ghost in the machine. There's no ghost in the machine. This is you and me. Girl on a sidewalk, bright yellow coat, brown skin shining in the autumn sun. She is gazing up in wonder at the little tree the city planted to replace the big tree that got sick and it died last year. But follow her gaze up past the little tree, up past the clouds, up past even the sky, and out there in the cold dark behind the clear blue is a satellite. Satellite. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. There's no love. There are no wrong places. It's just you and me. This is you and me. This is you and me.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Peter Mulvey and Anna Till. What a great fiddle to work on that.
Thank you.
Very, very expressive. Like, that's like an extension of personality or something with a bow and a fiddle.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
She's also a fantastic songwriter. She's opening a lot of the shows on this tour. You get to hear her songs if you come see us.
So. And folks up at the in Talkeetna tonight, Latitude.
Yeah.
Anna's going to be playing there.
Yep.
And then Sunday's show out at Palmer, Vagabond Blues. Hopefully, folks are lucky enough to get tickets for that because that puppy was just about sold out
yeah.
as last night already. Taproot tickets were still available. Last that I checked, but I probably wouldn't want to hesitate on that one too much. And Heather Maloney is also one of the station's favorites for her last
yeah.
few records here too. And Heather's going to be also at Vagabond.
Yes.
And at Taproot.
And at the Taproot,
with
yeah.
you. And have you toured or played with Heather before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We did a little bit out east. She lives in Massachusetts. And then she and I finally just did like a 4-show run down in California last week and, you know, got to know each other a little bit better, wrote a song together. We'll be playing that. And she's good. She's good road company. We're, you know, I'm a very lucky dude. I've been on the road a long time and I'm finding all these whippersnappers to tour with that are kind of right in my wheelhouse. We all go get health food and, you know, drink tea and do all the dull.
No, wait,
things.
you drink beer with Vlad.
Yeah, I drink. I don't drink anymore. I don't drink any less.
Okay,
I don't drink anymore. So.
I get it. Okay, so you finish up in Alaska. No, is Vagabonds Palmer? Is that your last show in Alaska
yeah,
this go around?
That's the last Alaska show. We were in Cordova and we were in Homer last night. We'll be in Talkeetna tonight, and then Anchorage, and then Palmer. And then we go to the Four Winds, all of us. Heather goes one way, Anna goes another, and I go a third way. I think I'm doing Colorado next and New Mexico, and I think Anna's going to Europe, and Heather's, I don't know where she's going, but somewhere. We're all going somewhere.
All right. And then the new album. I don't think I have a release date on it. A street date.
March 24th is the street date.
Okay, so folks that are going to be picking up the record of the shows tonight are going to be getting them a full month before.
Yeah, they're getting them ahead of time.
Wow.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, yeah. Can't let them know that. Then what's next? You finish your tour? You got summertime coming? You doing the science camp thing?
Oh, yeah. All the gigs that I do. I mean, I'm a lifer. So what's next is just the year, you know, the springtime song swap gigs at the Cafe Carp, the autumn always.
Are you still doing with Jeffrey Fulcolton and Chris Delmores?
Not so much anymore. I mean, we will occasionally share bills, but
one of my favorite live ones is the three of you, Redbird, the live. I've got the complete album on my iPhone here.
Oh, good. Sweet.
You can plug that one in anytime. So and then, Anna, what are you up to then when you get done here?
Heading out for a shared tour, or a solo tour around Idaho and Oregon and Washington area the rest of this month, and then heading out to the East Coast, and then out to Europe way, and then whatever I can finagle after that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, I can't, you know, I know you, the roads are a little bit yucky and that you need to get heading up to Tall Keaton here. So that just makes me just extra full of gratitude that you two could stop by.
Glad to do it. Thank you so much for having us.
So looking forward to seeing the concert here. So it's Anna and Peter tonight at Latitude in Tall Keaton. Tomorrow, Taproot, and Sunday at Vagabond Blues. And that's it. Anna and Peter, thanks so much for joining us. And
Thanks, have a great rest of your trip. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and if you didn't have a chance to stop by and get your tickets, I got thanks to our close personal friend Mike McCormick, Whistling Swan Productions. He left me one pair of tickets. And if you want to see Peter Mulvey and Heather Maloney at the Taproot tomorrow, be caller number 5 right now at 279-5622, and we can make that happen. So that's it for me. The afternoon music show coming up next. Till Monday, we'll talk with you on the Morning Line program. Till then, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.